Hello, everyone. My name is Ken Martinez. I'm the person that runs West Coast XC, and this is our first podcast slash YouTube channel video of all things West Coast XC, which is focusing on Washington, Oregon, and California, cross-country track, high school, college, and pros. And on today's episode, we're going to cover the NCAA Championship Division One, and then talk about the California State Meet, which happens on Saturday, November 28th. And so, first of all, we're going to talk about what happened on last Saturday. The Division One schools went to Madison, Wisconsin to run in the NCAA Championship. BYU men and BYU women both won the team titles. And the West Coast schools that were represented, there were four in each gender. In the women's side, Oregon finished fifth, Stanford sixth, Washington 13th, and Gonzaga women finished 25th. On the men's side, Stanford finished 12th, CBU finished 13th, Oregon finished 14th, and Washington was 16th. So you had a group of West Coast schools all together on the men's side. I'd like to do a special shout out to the West Coast athletes that went to high school, either in Washington, Oregon, and California, that gained what's called All-American status. That's if you finish in the top 40. And I did all by memory and by just looking at the top 40. And if I excluded anybody, I am so sorry, but this is just based on my memory. In 25th place was Maddie Elmore of Oregon. She went to high school in South Eugene, nearby. And then Riley Chamberlain, of the NCAA champion BYU squad, she went to Del Oro High School in the Sacramento area. In 32nd place was Annika Thompson of Oregon. She went to Junction City High School in Oregon, not very far from Eugene. On the men's side, I was able to find two athletes from West Coast connections. Matt Strangio of Portland finished 22nd. He went to Jesuit High School in Sacramento, California, Carmichael, California, actually. 29th place was Aiden Smith of the University of Oregon. He went to Lincoln High School in Portland. And I just also want to congratulate those five athletes. During these 3 years, I started this site November of 2021, so it's like around this time. All five of those athletes have been have liked our photos and made nice comments and been encouraging of the West Coast XC, so it was great to see those athletes do well too. So now we're going to talk about the California State Meet, which is this Saturday in Fresno, California at Woodward Park. And I have here Todd Takubu, who's one of our photographers that has sent us beautiful photos throughout the state of California throughout the year. And Todd, do you want to tell us why you're taking all these great photos and contributing to the West Coast XC?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Ken. It's great to be here. I started taking sports photos of my kids when they were young, when they started doing competitive sports. I did it mostly because I was a really bad sports parent. One of those people on the sidelines that were making a lot of noise. And as my kids got into high school cross country, I started upgrading my gear, started traveling with them all over the place, especially to places like Clovis. And then both of my kids now are running in college at Division I and Division II schools. And so I get an opportunity to go down, up and down California, and hopefully in a couple other places in the coming years to watch our athletes run.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate your help. Your pictures are beautiful. I posted pictures of D1, D2, and D3 on our Instagram, and I was pretty close to doing D4 and 5. I just need to finish it when we get down here and post
that.
Man,
no problem.
Yeah.
Super busy this week.
In fact, let me ask you about that meet in Hayward. It looked like it was raining at the beginning and then it stopped. That's as a photographer, it's beautiful to see rain coming down on the athletes, but course looked messy.
Messy is an understatement. It started off a little soft, and then by the fourth race, which was Division II boys, it was a swamp.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I throw out the times. The athletes that finished at the top of the tables, they were all obviously great. They're going to do well this next week. But in terms of times, just yeah, don't pay any attention to them. They're not representative of what the athletes can do.
And that's cross country. It's about placement and not times because every course is
Right.
different, conditions are different. So let's talk
Yep.
about the California State meet. We're going to do a disclaimer. We're talking in the middle of the week, and it's possible that the kids we're talking about and the teams may not be the same on Saturday. Kids get sick. Kids could be nursing injuries and may not be able to race. And also, we're going to talk about some of the like the top four teams in each race. That's from a Rich Gonzalez ranking that was from last Friday. And we had a handful of sectional races on Saturday that probably would change his rankings. He probably may do a ranking later this week, but we'll just go with that, what we have. And another, I guess, disclaimer is we may mispronounce students' names. I apologize. Todd, we apologize. We'll
Always
do our best.
always happens. Always happens.
Yeah, we
I
don't
take
want
a
that to
lot of
happen.
photos. I don't always ask them for their names.
Yeah. And then the last thing about the state meet is that it's kind of a strange thing, but there are nine regions in the United States for NXN, and this is the last region to qualify, California. There isn't an NXR region for California. They use the state meet. There are five girls races and five boys races. They power merge them together to come up with the top two teams and the top five individuals. And so that's what's going to happen. You'll have two automatic qualifiers and five individuals. But then it gets even kind of more interesting. Is Nike then invites four teams as at large throughout the United States. And usually California gets one and sometimes two teams. And then the other thing is the five individuals, some of those individuals may choose to give Foot Locker a chance and run at Foot Locker and they'll decline their invitation. So maybe the sixth runner or the seventh runner might move up. But what we'll know by 1 o'clock, 1:30, we'll know probably the top two teams and the top five runners. So we'll see. It's kind of exciting.
It's really exciting.
Yeah. So we're going to go in the order that the races are being run. And Todd, the first race is the 8:30 D1 girls, and there are 10 races, but I think this is might be the most compelling of all the races because the teams are really, really strong and there's really strong individuals.
I saw Buchanan run at Clovis. They were just absolutely amazing running there. And D1 traditionally is really dominated by the southern schools just because there's so many large high schools down there. We got to see Santiago also and Riley Blade, obviously. They're a contender with getting a low stick and having some real depth in that team.
Yeah, the Buchanan just has dominated their league and they dominated CIF section, the central section. And, I went to one of their practices during the summer and guess where that practice was, Todd?
Woodward.
Yeah, it was at Woodward Park. And so, and then, you think about Thanksgiving weekend and going on a bus and spending the night in a hotel in Fresno if you're from the Bay Area or Sacramento or San Diego, whatever. They don't have to do that. They just wake up and go to this park that they're used to, which is nice also. And then the other team that's kind of a, you talked about Santiago, but there's like a mystery team in some ways is Trabuco Hills. I went to Woodbridge and they ran only a handful of their varsity. We didn't see them at Clovis. Mount SAC did the same thing. They ran just a handful of their varsity. So they hadn't really run a full team against the other, like against Santiago or Buchanan. We also want to mention Del Norte is ranked two from a very strong team from San Diego. But Trabuco Hills ran their full team, obviously, at CIF finals at Mount SAC last weekend and really won it. And they beat Santiago Corona by quite a bit. And
They're one of these teams. I think Rich had them ranked all season, and being in that area, he gets to see a lot of he gets to see a lot of people that we don't, and so he obviously knew what they had.
yep. And then we want to talk about individuals. It was Riley Blade from Santiago, Braylon Combe from Santiago. That heavily helps. Holly Barker of Trabuco Hills, Millie Bales of Trabuco Hills, also Sophia Guilfoyle of Trabuco Hills. If those teams make it to NXN, then they will be eliminated from the individuals, which will be helpful. We also have a local gal, Isabella Ramirez from down the street in Bullard in Fresno. Jalen Williams, Megan of Ace Lake in San Diego, Megan Crum of Temescal Canyon, also Carol Dye of San Juan, and Kayla Djanovic of Canyon Crest, and then Eliza Hong of Del Norte. But I do want to make a special note for Jalen Williams. She won the California State Meet in the 3200. There were actually two former champions in that race, Hannah Thompson and Riley Blade, and she beat both of them. She finished seventh at NXN last year.
Yeah.
And she's only run dual meets this year and the qualifying races due to injury and having her wisdom teeth taken out. So she's kind of a late start to her season, but she's a factor in the race also.
Yeah, it'll definitely be interesting. I think, remember in track, we don't run divisions in California. Everyone, when you get to the CIF final, everyone's running the same race.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a fun race at 8:30 in the morning. The next race is at 9 o'clock, D2 girls. That'd be kind of interesting too, because Ventura won this last year and mm-hmm. was probably like one of those a bubble at large teams at NXN. And they lost to El Toro last weekend. And so that kind of adds intrigue. And then a school that you are familiar with possibly is St. Francis and Mountain View in Monta yeah. Vista are also strong schools from the Bay
yeah.
Area.
Yeah, I saw St. Francis did really well in the CCS final. They didn't get the lowest places, but they went like 7, 8, 9, 10 to get their scoring down. Monta Vista has just been killing it in NCS this year in their division. They took it running away. They also I think they took the first two spots, or maybe the first two out of the
yeah,
first
I think
three
so.
at
Yeah.
NCS.
Yeah.
So with Alexandra Powell.
And yeah. The big story too is Sadie Englehart. She finished second as a freshman and won it 2 years in a row. And this will be her last time on Woodward Park. Maybe. Yeah, this will be her last time on Woodward Park. Yeah. And so this is one of the greatest high school runners in California. She has the course record. She set that at Clovis.
Right.
She'll be racing one last time. You'll also have some other excellent runners with Grace Smith of Claremont, Mackenzie Forrest of Tesoro, Keaton Robar of Newport Harbor, Gwyneth Williams of El Toro. So that should be interesting to watch her crank through that course again and see how those four, that could be a really evenly matched, because I saw St. Francis at Mount Sac and they won it. And so they're super strong. And so that'll be fun to watch. And then we shift, Todd, to the boys. In the mm-hmm. first boys race, kind of the same pattern as D1 boys. You're talking about Southern Section. This is typically a Southern Section division. You have Beckman, who you've talked about Rich Gonzalez. They were always kind of ranked really high in the summer and stuff. They didn't really, they kind of came on strong in October. We saw them at Clovis and they did really well.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, these are the ones that I don't get to see a whole lot because I'm based out in Northern California. But when it always comes time for the state meet, it's always, eyes are on the Southern Section and to see who bubbles at the top there.
In Maricosta and Crescent Valley, Redondo Union, again, they're are strong. And Great Oak was not listed in the top four. They've kind of been struggling with injury, but I think they ran with their full lineup for the first time at CIF Finals, which is intriguing because they're like a perennial NXN team. They go
they're
every year.
Always up there.
And but they've been missing some low sticks like Weston Brown. He ran again, so that was nice to see. Max Zaletta, MLK, is an excellent runner. Mm-hmm. Connor Lott of Clovis, who runs there all the time. Clovis North. Luke Sanders of Buchanan, also down the street. Mason Nguyen of Beckman. Dylan Jubeck of Tribeco Hills. Isaiah McCorby, we saw him win easily at the Clovis Invitational.
Yeah.
Also on Mount Sac. And so it's going to be, a Southern Section, possibly podium experience.
Not wouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah. D2, we do have a little bit of a mixture of all kinds of teams from the area, which is nice.
Yeah.
Jesuit boys could be one of those teams that may get one of those top two spots. They run well. They were beaten by Beckman, at the Clovis Invitational. Glendora, Matilda Torres, Vacaville are other strong schools. And they're from, so we've got Matilda Torres, I believe, is in Madera, which is north of Fresno. Vacaville almost, that's kind of a debate. Is Vacaville part of the Bay Area, Todd? Do you include them? Is that more of a Sacramento area?
At the risk of sounding Bay Area elitist, I would think they're a little bit more in the Sacramento area.
Yeah.
But that is always a debate.
Yeah, it's really close, huh? Yeah, and so that should be an interesting race. I do have want to make one note. Ayala was like ranked second in the state from Southern Section,
Yeah.
and then a kind of a strange, sad, heartbreaking story. They ran D2, which was they were running all year, but there was an administrative error when reporting their student population,
Enrollment.
a seat was called CBEDS,
Seabits, yeah.
and they had to withdraw because they were technically a Division I school. So the boys team did not run CIF finals, are not listed, not going to be there. And I also want to make a point, the girls that also qualified for CIF finals. It was their 15th year in a row. It's just heartbreaking for kids. They're only in high school for such a short period of time.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, it that really stinks. It stinks to have it be on an administrative error like that. But I think, I think everyone wants to see him run. It's just unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate. So individually, you have Griffin Cushion of Tesoro, who's run really well. Aiden
Yeah.
Stephanopoulos made it to NXN last year, won this event last year. J.R. Lesher of Wainimi is an excellent runner, had a great season. We know Trey, Trey Caldwell.
Yep.
We've seen
Yep,
him quite a
seen Trey
bit.
run. His claim this year is, he's gotten that number one stick in every race he's been in, and he's really going to go for it here. Him and Aiden are the top two returners in this division this year, also from last year's race.
Yeah, he ran Foot Locker last year and won Mount SAC. Excuse me, Hunter Hanna of Matilda Torres, Dylan Flores. I saw him win the Cool Breeze race when I went down there for that. Tyler Dalek of Paso Robles ran one of the fastest times. He didn't run in the big sweepstakes race, championship race at Clovis, but ran just incredibly fast at Clovis. And so that is the D1 and D2 boys. Now we go. I think an interesting race was the D3 girls at 10:30. We have, well, we have to talk about the teams. We've got South Pasadena, Santa Margarita, Campo Lindo, which is
Always good.
always
That's,
good.
yeah, this is my
Point
division,
Loma. I mean,
so.
Campo Lindo graduates, but doesn't matter if they graduate. They're always very strong. You saw
Right.
them last week in Hayward. The interesting thing, and it's South Pasadena had they do emerge also at the Southern Section. They were fourth in the Southern Section. Maybe
Oh,
if they run well, maybe they can snag an NXN at large. Maybe, maybe not. We'll find out. But the interesting story is individually is Hannah Thompson of
yeah.
Montgomery has won this race three times. Todd, if she wins it a fourth time, she joins. Check out these names. She joins these California legends of Sarah Bay from her own high
Yeah.
school of Montgomery. You might know her as Sarah Hall now. Jordan
Yep.
Say, great high school career in California. And another high school legend, Sarah Baxter of Simi Valley. So if she wins it, that she'd join those names.
Yeah, and I she cruised to her win at NCS's last week. She put away the field after the first half mile. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to her, finishing her high school cross country career on a high note.
And they have an interesting team. I didn't mention them as one of the top teams. They went 1-2-3 at NCS.
Yes, they did. They've been doing that all season with their other two runners have really grown over the last 4 years.
That'll be
So
interesting in the scoring, when you have a large meet, that might impact the scoring too, if you have kids going like 1-5-7 or something like that. So,
it'll definitely be interesting. I mean, at large berths for NXN are definitely in play at that point, though.
yeah, and now what makes it, I think, kind of fascinating on my end, because teams shift divisions, but last year, Summer Wilson of J. Sarah is now at Irvine, so she didn't have to run against her. And then Abby Arrington of South Pasadena ran Division Four, and now she's in Division Three, which will create some challenges there and make it competitive. Annie Iverson of Dana Hills, Harper Diaz of Santana, Gabriela Peters of Sage Creek are also athletes that'll be in that race too. So that's kind of the Summer Wilson and Abby Arrington piece is gonna she's gonna have company.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun race. It's going to be a fantastic race.
Then we switch to 11 o'clock at D4 boys. We have J. Sarah. These are the teams that are ranked. Check this out, Todd. J. Sarah, Foothill Technology, St. Mary's College, which you're familiar with, and Archie Williams, which you're familiar with. The sixth ranked team was Oaks Christian. In the merge, they were second, not in D4, second in the Southern Section. So, obviously, when if Rich does recalibrate his rankings, Oaks Christian will be right up there, I would think. But the interesting thing about Jay Sarah is the girls' team have gotten so much news and press and done really well. This might be a chance for them to make some noise too, as long as Oaks Christian doesn't mess up that. And then
Yeah,
you,
and
what do you know about St. Mary's and Archie Williams?
I mean, St. Mary's, they always, I know them from the track season. They're always just absolutely dominant in NCS in the track season, but they've got a lot of depth. Archie Williams, again, it was hard to tell because of the weather, but Archie Williams, top to bottom, just took it to Division Four NCS. They, both boys and girls, know I'm getting a bit ahead of ourselves, but boys and girls and the individual spots, they took all four positions last weekend.
And this also has a really interesting individual race. Eli Fitchin Young of Santa Cruz. You have Broen Holman of Sonora. You also have Zion Ortiz of Burroughs, Bradley Array of Jay Sarah, and then Cooper McNee and Christian Yoder of Oaks Christian, Augie Martin of St. Francis of La Cañada. I will mention about Broen Holman. He's been an outstanding runner at the national level for a couple of years. He's run Foot Locker. I believe he did NXN last year. But the Eli Fitchin Young also ran really well at NXN last year, and he set the historic course record at Crystal Springs.
Yeah, and he did it with ease. He was locked in, and I saw him maybe about 2 or 3 minutes after the race, and he had just kind of walked down to say hi to one of his old coaches that I was standing next to. Looked like he had just finished a warm up. It was
Wow.
absolutely amazing.
You know anything about, I coached at Aloha High School. We took our cross country team to Crystal Springs in 2009. And in Oregon, Oregon's really hilly and, it's a great place, right? For whatever reason, our cross country courses are flat. And so when we went to Crystal Springs and you start, and maybe it's the same course, right? Start downhill, the kids are like, what's happening?
It is maybe the nuttiest start for the beginning of a race in high school I've ever seen.
And I want to also mention that the course record was held for the longest time from 1973. And Trey Caldwell broke it in October, which was major, but then it was broken again by Eli a month later. So just to give props to, we've already talked about Trey, but those are two legit runners from the
And as a preview, when you get to Division Five, Landon Pretrie of Menlo basically has the second fastest time now on that course
Wow.
during the same day as Fitchin Young ran it.
We'll go to D5. Well, let me mention that. I mentioned all the individuals. Okay. D5 girls is at 11:30. You've got Emmanuel. This is kind of your area here. A lot of these schools are from the Bay Area, except for Emmanuel from or Wheatley, Fresno. Crystal Spring Uplands, Branson, Lick Wilmerdine. Am I saying that right? Lick Wilmerdine.
Lick Wilmerding. Yeah, it's
Okay.
a tongue twister.
I did get to visit Emmanuel's practice this summer. They're a team that's been on the rise, and this is their moment. They're hoping to win that. And guess, oh, when I went to their practice, Todd, guess where it was located?
Are they? I don't know.
The
Where are
Wheatley
they
is the
at?
bike. I met
Oh,
them at
really?
Woodward Park.
At Woodward also?
Yeah, so they're familiar with that park too. Wheatley's about 45 minutes from Woodward Park, but that's where they met me, and they're used to running there.
Nice.
What can you say about Crystal Springs Uplands won this event 2 years ago.
Yeah, they've consistently had a great team. Albert really puts together a really good squad every year. They did really well at CCS. It's hard to see where both Branson and Lick Wilmerding were this last weekend, but they were the top two teams out of NCS Division Five. This is Branson's first, I think, team NCS championship. I think we saw Branson also at Clovis, so they've been running well all season. It'll be interesting. I mean, from the team tiles with some of these smaller, once the schools get a little bit smaller, having depth at that 3, 4, 5 spot really helps
Right,
you.
absolutely. Amelia Sarkeesian of Brentwood, I saw her win, excuse me, her race at Woodbridge, and she ran, I think she was a Clovis run well there too. And Carolyn Chang and Ella Morgenman of Lick Wilmerding. And Ayana Hickey is from the Bishop School in San Diego, and she's very strong. And Clara Riddle of Emmanuel will be their low stick for Emmanuel. She has been one of their stars for several years, so that'll be fun to watch. Then at high noon is the D3 boys. Oak Park, St. John Bosco, South Pasadena, all strong teams. Last year's D3 boys graduation has been, to change this race. So we have some new teams, but we have an old familiar face who won it last year is Evan Noonan of David Hills, who's had kind of a under the radar season also. We haven't seen him very much in some of these big races, but he ran well at CIF finals, so it looks like he's ready to go. Max Douglas at Corona Del Mar, a student from your area, Miles Cook, Sacred Heart Cathedral, is running well. Liam Miller of South Torrance has also done real well. Oliver Zimmerman of Thousand Oaks High School, that's my wife's alma mater, so go Lancers. Andreas Lomeli of Kimball are all in the mix, but I would think that based on experience, that Evan Noonan should be the class of the field.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting race, both from the team perspective and the individual side. Miles Cook won CCS going away, so it'll be interesting. It'll definitely be an interesting event.
Yeah,
Hopefully,
Evan won
the
the
weather will
3200
cooperate
last
with us.
year. As Todd has mentioned, it's not a divisional race. So when you win the 3200 or any race in the California State Meet or any of field event, you are pretty amazing. You won it in the
Yeah,
largest
he.
populated state in the United States, and it's all one race, all one event. So now we shift to D4 girls, and that is at 12:30. I want to make a note of this, Todd. I went to school. I ran cross country and track at Fresno State and got my degree there and my teaching credential. So I'm going to be a mini Fresno expert here. I live in Beaverton, Oregon. This is where I'm in Beaverton. But my experience in late November, early December, that time of year, it's foggy and cold in Fresno, really cold. But the last few state meets I've been to have been really toasty and warm. And so as the advantage of the D, I want to mention this, the D1 girls race that's at 8:30, I think is enormous because it's 8:30, it's cooler, but it looks like it might be in the upper 50s on Saturday,
It
which is
looks like
not
it's going to
bad.
be cool,
Yeah.
but we're also going to get rain in the early part of the week, and it's been raining pretty steadily all week here, all the way down into the valley. So hopefully it dries out enough for it to
Course holes.
be the course holds, but that they always do
Ooh.
such a great job maintaining that course there.
Yeah. And so I guess my point is that it's a different race at 12:30 than at 8:30. If it's like
Always.
72 degrees and the other race was at 50, but I think this one will be fairly fair for everybody, unless you're right, unless the course is really muddy and it gets like what you have at Hayward, where eventually the course breaks down as you go along. That could be a problem. We'll just see about that. The other thing I want to mention too is that the D1 girls are going to set the time for NXN if that's what their goal is, team-wise and individually. That's the advantage. So the reason why I'm saying that is Jay Sarah's gone to the NX girls have gone to NXN 2 years in a row, and they will be able to like tee off on all those times and make their case. Placer is another school that's favored. Archie Williams from your neck of the woods, Harvard, but Westlake from Southern California. Jay Sarah finished third in the Southern Section merge, and so they're a player. Some of the Achiara Daly is a superstar runner from La Jolla that'll be you'll see here in the front. Sophie Pelé of Jay Sarah, Maya DeBrower of also La Cunada is another nationally renowned runner. I think she's going to be going to Stanford next fall. Ava DeCleve of Scotts Valley, Chloe Elbaz of Jay Sarah, Maddie Giorgio of Marlboro. Chira Daly won this race last year. She's from San Diego, La Jolla. Her parents ran Foot Locker. And so she's chosen to go to Foot Locker the last 2 years. And so it's possible that she might have one of the top five times and may just decline and go to Foot Locker, but we'll see. Maybe she'll want to try something different. I don't know. So that'll be interesting too. But to see Jay Sarah, can they run a team time that's fast enough to go to NXN? And then Chira Daly is going to. Should really run well at that race and do well.
It's such a big gap there, between Jay Sarah, Placer in the SGS section, and Archie Williams in NCS. They won their divisions, but I pretty much the gap between them and Jay Sarah is
Hey, Sarah,
pretty
you'll put
big
a
for.
lot of kids in the top 15 or so, right? They'll be really strong. The last race, you ready for this, Todd? We made it. Last race is Division 5. And I want to make a special shout out to Menlo because they set the team course record at Crystal Springs that was set previously by Bellarmine Prep. That was set in 2019. So now this is an interesting side story, you know, for NXN reasons. Usually, I'm from Oregon and I cover Washington too. If you're a Division One, we do things a little differently. It's like the larger numbers are those bigger schools. If you're Division One, two in Washington, one, two, three, even four in Oregon, you don't really have much of a chance to be an NXN impact. You're a smaller school, right? But Menlo at Division Five, I mean, they set the course record at a big, you know, a course that's been run for over 50 years. Could they possibly sneak in as a top two team or an at-large team?
It's they looked really impressive at CCS. And the thing with the small schools is, again, can your three, four, five guys hold up that performance in a much larger meet? Can they stay with the pack in the top and really lower their overall time, try and get in as a team? It'd be fantastic. Menlo's a great team. Both their boys and girls teams are both going to CIF State this year. But best of luck to them, you know, led by Landon Petrie. Like I said, also, if it weren't for Eli Fichenyang, Landon Petrie would have the fastest time at that Crystal Springs course.
So that'll be fun to watch. The other thing to watch too is Crystal Springs Uplands is, you know, really strong, and Ontario Christian and Viewpoint down south are strong teams. There's actually some pretty, I mean, you know, one of the things too, one of the reasons why it's harder for the smaller schools to be like an NXN team is it's just not as they're not as deep competitively. But if you look at this list, Ian Turk of Woodcrest Christian is outstanding. Of course, you have Landon. Benjamin Bowie of Crystal Springs Uplands was like ran incredible 1600 meter times last spring.
He was also with Landon until the last, say, 400 or so in that race at CCS, so.
Then you have Orion Fitzpatrick from your area there, the Nueva
High
school that's been
school.
in there. Blake Bay has been really quite strong this year. And then Ollie O'Connor of Viewpoint, and then his teammate William Hauser. So there's going to be a lot of kids pushing Menlo. It could make, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, if they stay at the front as a team, it'll be really interesting. It'll be interesting to see where they get in their splits, especially that, like we were talking about off camera. You know, once you get past that 2 mile mark, can they hold it all together?
It is, you know, Crater came down. I live in Oregon, and Crater was down at the Clovis Invitational. And I saw Josiah Tostenson take the lead with a mile to go, and I was like, Josiah, I wouldn't do that. And he won it. So what do I know, right? And I talked to his coach saying, boy, that last mile can be brutal. And he hung in there and he acknowledged that it was brutal. The team itself had trouble holding it together at the last mile. It's not like Crystal Springs and it's not Mount SAC, but it's rough. It wears you out, that last mile.
Crystal Springs is just a totally different beast, just from the hills and ending on a downhill. Woodward Park, you know, is the Fresno teams have such a built-in advantage, seeing it so many times, in my opinion. But everyone races it through the year, you know, either at Rough Rider or Clovis. So everyone has their turn at it. It'll be great to see everybody, all these top teams compete this weekend.
It'll be a fun meet to go to. So that concludes our preview of the California State Meet. I want to thank you, Todd, for being for our inaugural broadcast. The hope is to try another one next week and maybe do a recap of the state meet and preview of NXN. And please subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channel and also our Instagram account and get more followers there. I really appreciate that. Look for a photo gallery of the meet once the meet is over. Todd, as you know, it takes photographers a while to get those out, but be patient. People DM me all the time. I'm like, I'm trying my best. It takes a while. And we also don't live in Fresno, so we're traveling and such too. So we'll do our best to get those out as soon as possible. And oh, one last plug here. I do have these little silly stickers. Might be upside down. And I'm actually, you may have heard, I live in Beaverton, Oregon, but I'm flying down Friday and I get there early enough where, unless there's some plane delay, I will be there in the afternoon, take some pictures of kids going on runs and stuff like that. Not exactly sure what I'll be doing there. I'll be walking around and This is what I look like. You can come and ask me for a sticker. It's probably easier on Friday. I'll give you a sticker on Saturday, but you're busy racing and I'm taking pictures, but I'm happy to give out stickers on Saturday, but it might be easier to find me on Friday, and I'd be happy to hand those out. And I think we did it, Todd.
Oh, this is fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, I will see you probably bright and early Saturday morning, I think.
Okay. We'll see you on
All
Saturday. I'll see
right.
everybody else on Saturday from the California State Meet perspective. And then we'll, I live in Portland, Beaverton. And if teams make it, I'll see you in Portland the following week. So thanks, Todd, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Ken. See you
All
on
right.
Saturday.
See you Saturday. Bye-bye.
Bye.